He said they were, prompting the president to turn to others in the car and say, "Maybe Carlos will stop saying such nasty things about me," Mr. Corbello recalled. He said they all laughed, but the passive-aggressive comment, as he put it, was not lost on him. Increasingly, though, Mr. Trump does not even have to make implied threats with his party. Republicans can ascertain the benefit of sticking with him. Representative Elise Stefanik hails from an upstate New York district that the president carried by 14 points, yet she had not previously hesitated to go her own way. "I have one of the most independent records in the House," Ms. Stefanik said, "and I have critiqued the president, have voted differently than the president," yet after she vehemently criticized the impeachment hearings and found herself under attack by George Conway, the anti-Trump husband of the White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, she welcomed the embrace of the president, his family, and news media allies such as the Fox News host Sean Hannity, and the campaign donations that poured in. Ms. Stefanik said she opposed impeachment because Democrats failed to make a convincing case, but she said that she would not have even voted to censure the president, and that she was chiefly driven by wanting to stand up for my district. And Ms. Stefanik noted, since her no vote, she had received the most positive calls since I was sworn into office. The incentive to show fealty to Mr. Trump has become evident to the Club for Growth, a fiscal conservative group that was made famous for its willingness to tangle with Republican leaders and was hostile to Mr. Trump in 2016. The group's president, David McIntosh, said conservative voters had lost interest in punishing ideological heresies and were motivated by one overarching factor unrelated to policy. Poll after poll showed us that Republican primary voters wanted their nominees to support President Trump, he said. So in order to make sure they were viable and would get reelected, they ended up being supporters of his.